Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Catherine Lanford. Both John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji are away today.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska has a posse. You may remember Senator Nelson from the Gang of 14, that was on judicial nominations, and the Gang of 10, that was on gas prices and energy. Both were groups of centrist Republicans and Democrats gathered to compromise on those specific issues. Well, now he's got another gang to address President Obama's economic stimulus package. It's just a gang of three, but it's a gang nonetheless. The president stressed that he wants a bipartisan solution to the economic crisis, and Senator Nelson is at the center of it.
Our bipartisan group worked long and hard, going line by line, dollar by dollar, to reduce spending from the original bill. We trimmed the fat, fried the bacon, and milked the sacred cows.
And use the metaphors. He joins us now, Senator Nelson from Nebraska. Your group trimmed about $100 billion from the bill, but what were the hardest cuts in those late-night sessions with Senator Collins?
Well, it's very difficult to reduce the amount of money that was there for a variety of different important programs, including education and for other similar programs. But when you take a look at what was left in the bill, for education, there were $60 billion left in the bill. That's 1.5 times of the annual U.S. Department of Education budget, which is roughly $40 billion. That's on top of that as well. So I think we were generous. We just weren't at the same level that it came out of the House and it was coming out of the Senate. Yet, I think that when you take a look at the reductions and the bottom line left, that is most generous for education, which is critically important to us.
Okay, Senator. Well, in we mentioned in the intro that you've got a long history of these bipartisan gangs to try to reach across the aisle. How come this time the gang is only three? You know, on energy and on judicial nominations, there were so many more senators. Why could you only draw three into the coalition this time, do you think?
Because the attacks from the other side on a partisan basis are so significant and so vitriolic in some cases that it's very difficult to get people to step forward. That's why it's notable that Senator Collins and I were able to work together, and it's notable to bring on board both Olympia Snowe and Arlen Specter. There probably, and I hope this will be the case, will be other Republicans who will join us when the vote is taken sometime tomorrow. At least I hope there will be. When you have the president seeking bipartisan support, it's at a time with a bill that is the largest that's been dealt with. It's the most complex bill that has been presented to us in terms of trying to stimulate the economy. Now, there are some that have just a different view, but I think it's fairly cavalier to sit on the sideline and say you have a choice to do nothing. We don't have a choice to do nothing. We have to do something. We have choices. We have choices as to whether to do it the way we've done it, the way the House wanted to do it, or the way the Senate wanted to do it. I rejected what the House proposed, and I rejected what the original Senate version was, and that's why we put together this bipartisan approach.
Well, Senator Max Baucus, who's, of course, chairman of the Finance Committee, I noticed he sat on the floor in the middle of last week, seemed to be sort of a minute of maybe a little bit of frustration on his part, said, look, none of us really knows if this is going to work. None of us really knows if we have the right mix of tax cuts and spending, short-term and long-term stimulation. We're doing the best we can. We don't really know if it's going to work. Will you join us and help us? Do you share his uncertainty that nobody really knows if this is going to do any good?
Well, nobody knows for sure. We've never experienced this before. And so what we're doing is we're taking the best advice that we can from economists who, whether the Republican or Democrat, seem to share the same view that you need to pass something in the range of $800 billion, and it needs to be a mix of certain amounts of spending for infrastructure and job creation and for tax cuts. Look, this recession or depression possibility doesn't come with a set of instructions, but I'm confident, just like when Christmas Eve, some assembly is required.
All right. All right. Well, you're heading into the conference committee with the House, assuming this passes the cloture vote this evening and final passage tomorrow, into difficult negotiations with the House. The number differences aren't big, but the philosophical differences are quite big. Where do you see the main pivot points? Where are the moving parts, to use another metaphor, in negotiations with the House?
Well, I'm not sure there are going to be many negotiations with the House. Senator Collins has made it clear if it doesn't come back as it is, she's not going to vote for it. And so you can't act like you've got all the votes when you don't. Sometimes you have to put together a package that recognizes the votes. Vote counting here in Washington is critical. So what I would suggest is that that the version that we've put together will be essentially the version that passes, if anything is going to pass, and it has to come back from the conference in that format.
Well, the House is going to love My Way or the Highway, aren't they?
Well, you know, I'm not suggesting it has to be My Way or the Highway, but if they want my vote, that's what it's going to have to be. I don't think you can justify a lot of the programs that were put out there as part of a stimulus package. I'm not really critical of sacred cows. I just think in this particular situation, sacred cows can't be part of the mix. They can be part of the budget process. They can be part of an omnibus process. It's just when you call something stimulus, the American people have a right to look at it and decide if it's stimulus or not. And I've seen and talked to so many who thought that the House version was limited stimulus, and the Senate version might have been a bit better, but was still limited stimulus. You know, smoking cessation programs are worthwhile. And a lot of the research that was put out there, including that for STD, those are worthwhile programs. But it's hard to establish that they're robust in terms of job creation, job protection, that they're not really related to jobs.
We keep talking about what's in the packages, but the timing here is so important. How likely, I mean, with all of this debate that's going on back and forth, what about those people who are saying, look, we need something now?
Well, I agree. It has to be timely. And that's why we put this together the way we have. And I think that's why President Obama said, I want it by the president's break, which is by this Friday. So I know everybody is going to do what they can to try to meet that deadline. And that's also why a group of us, Republicans and Democrats, a few more Republicans, about six at any one time this last week, and 12 Democrats met all last week at various times to put together this package. Now, some of the Republicans, at the end of it, didn't quite meet their expectations, but they participated and had input at every step along the way.
So you said, Senator, that you have the votes and there's not a lot of leeway because you basically got 60 at this point, maybe 61, but it's essentially 60.
That's correct. So
there's not a lot of room for give and take with the House at this point. Do you have any expectation? You said you hope that more Republicans will vote for it, but do you have any expectation that when this comes out of conference committee that there will be more than three Republicans in the entire Congress that will support it? And my second question is, does it really matter, or is the point just to get it done?
Well, the point is to get it done, but it does matter. The president has been on Capitol Hill talking to the Republicans and Democrats on the House side and on the Senate side, and he's made it clear about job losses. 3.5 million last year, and half of those in about the last 3 months. That's why he has said this is essential. We can't let the desire for the perfect get in the way of the essential. And timing is important. It needs to be temporary. It needs to be targeted. There's no question about it. And that's where we are at the moment. And if we can continue to work on it this week, I believe the House will understand, and there are good vote counters over there, and this isn't everything that everybody on this side likes either.
Right.
But I think it is an effort at a compromise to get the votes. It would be wonderful if this had 70 votes at the end of the day.
Well, Senator Schumer already said that 70 or 80 votes is a distant memory. But you've got 60, and I guess that's enough. Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska, leader of the latest Gang of Three, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Well, that was Senator Ben Nelson negotiating the bipartisan agreement, enough to get the stimulus passed.